Hey everyone, this is Casual Fanatic.
Film reviews without the shoes.
I'm Luca, your casual viewer.
And I'm Cayman, your fanatic. So how have you been?
Oh, hey Cayman, how are you today? Good morning, good almost after, well, I guess good afternoon to you. You know, it's still morning for me, but
it's just barely crossed noon here.
Yeah. I've been good, bro. I went to sleep around 4 a.m. today, and I woke up at around, 7 a.m. today. So I'm on a good, fresh 3 hours of sleep.
Why'd you stay up so late?
We were playing games, bro, no cap. Playing some Phasmophobia, and then after that I was gonna go to sleep, and then my buddy was like, hey, you want to play with like one game of Valorant? And if anyone knows me, I hate Valorant. Dog shit game. Don't get me started on it.
But that's yeah, a turnaround. I mean, I was also a bottle
line in. I did like it, but then if your crosshairs are on the player,
yeah,
your bullets, nah, fam. It's crazy. It's that game is something different. I don't know.
Like it doesn't go where the crosshairs are?
Yeah, basically like the bullet spread is ridiculous.
Do you know how the bullet mechanics work in that game?
Yeah, bro. It's like pull left, pull right, left, left, right.
Because I know like there's two basic different types of like hit scan versus projectile. But then there's also...
It's weird. It's like hit scan, project. It's like a mixture.
But there's also like a lot of games, the bullets that they show coming out of your weapon aren't the actual bullets, and the bullets come out of like the center of your face, which is usually like where the crosshairs are. But there are other games that actually put the bullet coming out of your gun, but that also means that even if your crosshair are on something, where the gun is and where your face are two different things, so it might not line up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know which one it is. I just know it's a dog shit game, and I get triggered too much in it because I'll slow it down to 0.25 speed because I'm streaming it,
Yep.
And my crosshairs will be perfectly on this guy's chest or head or something, right?
Yep.
And it'll just not hit, and then I die. So, yeah, dude, if you get head tapped one time, you're dead. And then you're dead for like a few minutes because a round takes a while. So it's just, I'm decent at it, not bad. Like yesterday I played and I hadn't played in a few months, and I was second on the leaderboard out of five people that they're all the rest of them have all played like every day.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man, it just triggers me too much. I just get too upset in that game, I think, because it's like hardcore team mm-hmm. kind of game, and when teammates aren't doing what they're supposed to, I just get triggered too much. But besides that, dog shit game aside, it was a good night. Played some Phasmophobia. I don't know if you've ever played that game. Super fun.
Not played it, it's but like, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's like a ghost hunting game where you have to like find clues. It's like not really scary. Like here and there, like it's got me, but it's like maybe 10% of the time, if that, like maybe 2% of the time of me playing it. But yeah, how are you doing, man?
Pretty good. I went bowling with some coworkers last night, and Elena went camping with some of her coworkers. So,
oh, Sue, I didn't know she went camp. That's tight. I thought she was there with you.
Nope.
Taupe. Where? One. How good are you at bowling? Two. Where'd she go camping?
I'd say I'm an average bowler. I'm
so average score of like maybe hitting 100.
I usually get above 100. But
okay.
I definitely am not one of those people that's like bowling every weekend or something like that.
Yeah, has your own ball, like lubes it up before you throw it every time.
Well, I do have my own ball, but I haven't purchased any accessories for it. Like I don't have wipes or anything like that.
Why do you have your own ball?
I took a bowling class in community college.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. I actually knew that. Yeah. Why have we never gone bowling?
I don't know. We should. I think it'd be fun.
Oh, next time we see each other, we're going bowling. We have to. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And Elena went to Devil's Den State Park.
Nice. With how many people? Were they like her coworkers or what?
I want to say like six or seven. I don't know exactly.
Nice.
But yeah, just people from her work. And obviously her sister Melanie works at the same place that she does, so she was there as well.
Right. That sounds like a lot of fun. Is she back already?
Well, she got back this morning and then had to shower, eat, and then immediately leave again because she works noon to midnight today.
Damn, bro. I feel like she, I don't know how she gets all the energy to do what she does. I have no idea.
Me neither.
Like, bruh. But anyway, what are we talking about here today, Cayman?
We are going to be talking about the 2021 movie Godzilla vs. Kong, directed by Adam Wingard.
Yeehaw.
I guess in case anyone is popping into this episode without watching previous episodes, this is the fourth movie in the MonsterVerse series.
Is this the last one?
This is the last one so far. I don't know if they have any plans to make more after this, but I guess we'll see.
Probably will.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any reason they wouldn't. It's still quite popular. It had a estimated budget of $200 million, and they made about $470 million. So,
dude, it does so good for itself.
Yeah.
Wow. Every time, it's like over 200% profit.
Yeah, they're easily doubling. So at this point, I don't see why they wouldn't make more.
Okay. Well, should I go into how I felt about it?
Go for it.
I thought it was a fat fucking letdown.
Really?
From the movie before this. Yep.
Okay.
I did not enjoy this movie much at all.
What didn't you like? Let me guess real quick. I'm going to say that one of the big reasons you didn't like it is because there were not as many Titans. In the last one, I remember you really liking that there were so many different monsters. And this one, it's like pretty much just Godzilla and Kong. There's like a weird snake dragon at one point, but other than that.
Yeah, maybe that. But I kind of also thought like the storyline was just weak.
Okay.
It just didn't make sense as like strongly as it should have. Like the one previous to this, it was like a strong, I felt like it was a very strong, like just makes sense why this is all happening, right?
Okay.
For this one, I feel like it was like almost like a super stretch of them just trying to do something, which we'll get into later of like why the specifics. But I don't know, like I wasn't as excited. I don't know why. Yeah.
I will say, I think our opinions are going to be more in line this time because I also think that this was the worst one.
I can see that. Yeah.
I think I gave the last one, I think like a 55. This one I'd probably put at like maybe a 20. I think there's maybe one scene in the entire movie that I liked. And even then I didn't like it that much.
Alrighty. Well, let me, let's play the game. Let's play the game.
Well, let's see if you can, we'll give you a chance to announce the game this time.
Oh no. Okay, let me go again. Okay. Is it fresh or is it rotten? Give the percentage of negative reviews this movie has gotten.
Yeah. That was weaker than your last attempt.
I know. Fuck. I said negative reviews. Why are negative reviews, Luca? Oh, I'm the worst. You put me under pressure and I faltered. What can I say?
Well, it is in fact time to play. Is it fresh or is it rotten? Guess the percentage of positive reviews out of all the reviews that this movie has gotten.
Okay.
I mean, I can also make you guess the percentage of negative reviews if you want.
Based on that, I think this movie wasn't that amazing. I will say that it got a fat 30 to 33%. I feel like that's pretty fair. I don't remember. What was the last movie? How bad was the last one? It was pretty low.
The last one got a tomato meter score of 42%.
Okay. Yeah. So I think 33 is good. It's definitely, it went down a bit in depth.
And to give you further reference and maybe a little bit of a hint here. Well, I don't know if it's a hint or not, but we'll see how it affects your opinion. But the audience score for Godzilla King of the Monsters was 83%. The audience score for Godzilla versus Kong is 91%.
No fucking way. What? Nope. I'm not. No. I can't switch.
Okay.
No. See, I think the critics, I think I understand why a casual movie person would have liked it. Although that's technically me and I didn't like it. I think I understand why others would have liked it, you know?
Yeah.
I was just expecting more.
All right. Well, let's get into our reviews. Our fresh review comes from Matt Lynch from In Review Online. And Matt says, Godzilla vs. Kong is the first of this Western franchise to recognize the kaiju picture as a piece of bold graphic rather than narrative art.
Okay.
And I understand that perspective, but it's just one that I disagree with. Because I like, even with the older Godzilla and King Kong movies, like, it is very, it did pretty much just turn into giant monster battles. Like, there's so many movies with, like, Godzilla versus Mothra, Godzilla and the alien butthole, Godzilla,
I want to see that one.
After a while, it just turned into, like, we just want to see some big monsters battle. And, like, all of the stuff that I don't like in this series with, like, the weird, like, Hollow Earth stuff, like, that was mentioned in older movies. The flying ships that they have in this movie also technically, like, that also existed in older Godzilla movies. Like,
yeah,
this stuff has precedent in the history of Godzilla. But for me personally, I like it better, like, more like the first, like, the OG Godzilla movie, but also even in the 2014 Godzilla movie, where you, like, use these giant monsters as sort of like a metaphor for something, like,
right,
humanity is causing problems and this is like nature trying to reset itself. Or in the original movie, it's like, oh, because we are so evil and we created nuclear bombs, now this is the kind of destruction that we have brought upon ourselves. And, like, Godzilla represents the destruction of a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, they did stroll very far from,
yeah,
you know, those deeper meanings. Like, now, like you said, it's just monster on monster. Or, I mean, I guess this one kind of went a little bit deeper, but not much.
Yeah.
I mean, deeper, you know, to the center of the earth, like the Hollow Earth theory.
God, we'll get to the Hollow Earth stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
But yeah, I understand it. You're probably going to make a lot more money by just throwing big monsters at each other and having a big fancy fight than all of this, like, metaphorical, philosophical type of stuff.
I don't know. I feel like a regular Joe, like, even if you did put philosophical stuff in there, they don't have to understand it. But if people, like, are actually paying attention, they could have, you know, picked up on something.
Yeah.
But there was just nothing to pick up on.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, it wouldn't have been that hard to, you know, possibly think of a deeper meaning that it could have obtained, or, you know, whatever. Alrighty. Well,
our rotten review comes from Nathaniel Rogers from The Film Experience. Nathaniel says, Godzilla vs. Kong employs a lot of fine actors doing very obvious paycheck-only work. Nobody is even half as affecting within the entire runtime as Juliette Binoche was in a single close-up in the first movie. And for those
Juliette Binoche?
Juliette Binoche played the wife in the first movie who gets caught in the underground thing. And the doors close.
Oh, and she dies. Yeah. Damn. That was a harsh review. I guess paycheck to paycheck. I mean, you know, got to pay your bills somehow,
I guess.
All right.
So,
yeah.
So what is your final guess on the score?
Damn. I actually don't know for this one. I just have mixed feelings about it. Shit. Maybe I should raise it. Should I go from a 33 to a 53? Thoughts? Oh,
can't give you any thoughts that might give something
away. I know. Yo, listeners, please Twitter me and tell me right now. Okay, I'm gonna keep it at I'll raise it to a 38.
Well, the official Rotten Tomatoes score for Godzilla vs. Kong is 75%.
Dude, what?
I know, I don't understand it. This, like, the last one got a 42, and there's, like, it blows my mind that this one is over 30% higher.
Dude, I don't understand that.
I don't either.
That is actually triggering. The last movie was so good, I thought. It was just enjoyable. It was packed with action and it was fast moving and a lot of creativity. This one, it was just like two really bad storylines that are bullshit.
I mean,
for bullshit science.
An entire part of the story, like, could have been completely eliminated and it wouldn't have made a single difference.
Exactly. And that's the problem with this film. Why is it? Oh, my God. Okay, sure. I think this has to be the worst review number that I've ever seen out of all the movies we've done so far.
All right, well, hold on to those feelings, and we will be back in just a second to discuss them. But first, let's take a quick ad break. All righty.
I'm still kind of like bubbling over here.
All right, well, let's get into our spoilers then and talk about it.
Let's do it.
This is the spoiler section. If you don't want to be spoiled, don't listen.
Well, Cayman, I'll start this off with, this movie was full of bull. guys, like, it starts basically off with what you think is King Kong.
Yep.
It is King Kong, but you think he's at his island, right? But now all of a sudden they have King Kong trapped inside this half dome with LED screens to like make him think that he's in his natural environment. And then there's like this little tiny girl who you kind of figure it out through the big opening sequence. She's deaf.
Yeah. And the part of the reason that they have this enclosure is because for some reason that never gets explained, this like ginormous storm like took over Skull Island and just
they showed like a 2 second
killed everyone.
Yeah. And she was like the only survivor.
Yeah. And so this little deaf girl is the last of the natives that we saw in Kong Skull Island. But apparently everyone died because of a storm. And yeah, like you said, Luca, they only show the actual storm for like a split second, but I don't know. Elena was talking about this while we were watching as well, and she was like, wait, a storm killed them? Like, they've never experienced a storm before? And I was like, I don't know, man, like, maybe it was like some weird like hurricane or something? I don't know.
Maybe it was like them tying it back to the other movie where it's like all those, you know, monsters were fighting each other, and maybe they cause this giant wave to come and wipe everyone out. I don't know.
I mean, I guess it could be. I don't know.
Yeah, but that was literally the first thing I wrote. I said, why the fuck is he contained? And then I was like, dash, oh, they're protecting him because they made it so that, like, they're protecting him from Godzilla.
Right.
Because they said that you can't have two apex predators, which I get.
But that also doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me, because they're like, oh, yeah, if you have two alphas, they're going to fight each other. But part of the last movie was them making this whole big deal about how humanity is also like an alpha. Right.
Yeah.
And that's why with the whole, that weird like machine that mimics the voice patterns or whatever, they're like, oh, that's how you did it, is by mixing human sounds in there because they're also alpha waves. And I was like, what? So if you can't have two alphas, then Godzilla should just be going around wrecking shit to kill a bunch of humans.
Right. He wouldn't be. Yeah, exactly. I didn't get it. The one part about like the opening sequence that I did like was the historical leaderboard that they made. I thought that was really, really creative. They brought back all the other movies, all the other, apex predators, and made a leaderboard. And of course, the last two standing on one side is King Kong, on the other side, Godzilla. And the leaderboard is basically them fighting different monsters throughout time and them being the last ones.
I kind of didn't like that as much because while I was reading about it, there's a novelization of the movie or whatever that goes into more depth. But apparently in the novelization, the idea is that at the end of the movie, all of those other Titans came and were like bowing to Godzilla and all that stuff. And apparently between movies, he like just told them all to go back underground because there was no reason for them to be on the surface.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They're just like, first of all, I don't give a single shit what happens in the book. If something is not in the movie, it doesn't count. Like, if anyone is,
I
like,
guess, yeah, yeah,
Because like that happens a lot whenever, even with like really good movies, like in the Harry Potter movies, there's a couple things the last time Elena and I watched and then I was like, oh, that doesn't really make sense. And she was like, oh, no, it happened because of this. It's like explained in the books. And I'm like, OK, but like if they're not going to explain it in the movie, then it shouldn't be in the movie. Either explain right. it completely or don't put it in.
Right, right. Then they're at that point, you're assuming.
Right. And yeah. so I'm not counting book material as part of the story of the movie. If they didn't show it in the movie, it doesn't count. And so this leaderboard thing kind of pissed me off because then it's like they make it seem as if, oh, yeah, you remember how there were all of those Titans at the end of the last movie? They're all dead now. And it's just Godzilla and Kong.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's a fucking waste.
That's true. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it doesn't even have to be dead, just like defeated, because they wrote defeated on there, right? So, you know, like once you defeat an apex predator, then you bow down to him.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I guess like
that's how I took it.
Rodan didn't die.
Yeah.
But almost all of the other ones, their defeat was them being killed.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. I just thought it looked cool. And I thought like that was a cool graphic to.
I mean, I'm sure that's why they put it in there. It was a cool graphic, but
yeah, yeah. Kind of, and like nowadays, like especially for the audience, everyone knows what a leaderboard is. I mean, whether you do fantasy football,
someone sends a message. Sorry, what's a leaderboard?
Right, right. What is Google's? What is leaderboard? Question mark. Yeah. I mean, I thought that was like a cool little part. But dude, after this, I guess we could talk about one more good part.
Okay, yeah, let's get a few positives out of the way and then we can focus on the negatives. But I did actually like the little native girl. I think her name is Gia.
Yeah, she was really cute.
But she was good, and I liked her outfit. Was obviously like it was a bit more modern, but like you could mm-hmm. still see the red scarf like kind of like yeah. tied her back to the clothing that the native people were wearing.
Right, right. And also like the headband thingy.
And it was just nice to like have a main character be deaf. Like I feel like a lot of movies don't really do that, you know?
I didn't write that down, but yeah, that's so true. So like I don't know. I don't have any deaf friends.
Me either. I took sign language in high school, but even when we did, I don't remember what they called it, but it was like we would go to a coffee shop and then just like hang out and sign to each other the whole time.
Whoa.
And I only did that like twice because I wasn't that good at sign language. But even when we did those things, everyone at the coffee shop could hear. They were just there to practice sign language. So like,
interesting.
I was like, I don't know anyone that's actually deaf.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool though. I feel like that's a good skill to have. Let's see here. I thought there were certain parts of the film that were, I mean, the comedy in this movie, I think it was pretty good and pretty well spaced out. There were like some comments like, oh, I don't exactly remember what happened at this point. I think it was what's the African American character's name?
The conspiracy theorist guy?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Anyways, conspiracy theorist guy. I think it was him that made the comments about like, oh, no. It was when they were looking for him, when the girls
Bernie.
Were looking for him.
His name is Bernie.
Yes. When they were looking for Bernie, he like showers himself in bleach, ?
Yeah, that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I guess they were just portraying him to be like a crazy guy. They went to like that store and that Asian guy was behind the counter and he was like, why are you guys trying to like buy bleach, like find the guy with like a lot of bleach, like is this another one of those Tide Pod things? And I love that he brought in the Tide Pods.
Ridiculous. Because
I mean it's just funny, and he was like I literally got sued for that and I'm still dealing with the lawsuits.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like an actual thing, you know, like I thought that's a funny part that I saw.
It was funny in the moment, I feel like, but that means that they're like trying to tie like this reality into our reality.
Yeah. And
assuming that like if our world had giant monsters running around, it would make such a little difference in our culture that we would still be obsessed with TikTok challenges.
Right.
And I'm like, I feel like that kind of stuff wouldn't happen.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, it's super shallow. I just thought it was funny. Like that was like a little joke that I laughed at. I was like, oh my God. I remember
that. For
sure,
for sure.
And I feel like that's something that, you know, the younger audience would also remember back to when they ate Tide Pods. Good for them.
Shit, when even was that? Was it like 2018? During COVID,
right?
I don't think it was during COVID. I think it was before.
Was it? Oh shit. I don't know. Time passed really weirdly these last few years.
I think Tide Pods was like 5 years ago or something.
Oh fuck, really? Okay, I'm out. I'm out of there.
And this movie came out last year, so they're already kind of late on that joke, honestly.
Yeah. Let's see here. Another joke, and I'm going to jump. This is the last one that I wrote down that I thought was funny.
All right.
I'm going to jump all the way to the very, very, almost very end of the movie.
Okay.
When that, I guess, mid-movie, he was talking about like his super cool robot Godzilla, right? And yep. He was standing by the window and, you know, like when the alien took over the robot Godzilla, he like basically killed the guy that was like giving like the speech thing, right?
Yeah.
And Bernie, he was there and like he like the so like imagine this, guys. Destruction happens. This guy fucking dies in front of you, and then the camera goes to Bernie. He goes, "It's unfair. I really wanted to hear the rest of that speech." And I lost it right when Bernie said that. He was like actually just upset.
Ridiculous.
Like, oh man, like I really wanted to hear the rest of that speech. But yeah, now it's for me only all negatives, I think.
Same here. Pretty shit movie.
pretty bad movie, guys. I'm sorry. Like, we'll maybe think of some positives here and there, but all like, right, let's just go back to the front because I was just at the very
okay,
back.
Okay, so right? You remember how before I was talking about how much I liked the intro sequences and like the first one was like talking a lot about nuclear testing and stuff like that, which tied into that movie. And then in Kong Skull Island, it was all about like satellites are here and we can see the world and discover new places and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The intro sequence in this movie was all about fucking Hollow Earth. And I was like, well, now you've lost me. Like the other stuff was like actual historical footage that they've like twisted a little bit to make it tie into the story. But this stuff is like all completely made up because like there hasn't been any actual journeys to Hollow Earth because Hollow Earth doesn't fucking exist.
Right. Dude, they leaned into the Hollow Earth theory in this movie so hard.
So hard.
And I think that's what turned me off, quite honestly. Like,
yeah, it was a lot. And even then they pushed it even farther than in the last one, because if you'll remember in the last one, they technically go to Hollow Earth, but when they do it, it's just like they get sucked into a whirlpool in the ocean and then they get sucked down into the Hollow Earth. But Hollow Earth is underwater and there's like this ancient civilization, and like that is already like super, super unrealistic. But then in this one, it's like, nope, no more vortexes in the ocean. They literally have to go through this like weird glowing portal thing that takes them to like an entire other planet. And it's like supposed to be Hollow Earth, but then it even pissed me off is even the way that they visualized Hollow Earth. You see a hologram towards the beginning of the movie, and it's like you see the Earth and there's a bunch of little tunnels, and then there's just like a smaller empty sphere inside of the Earth.
Yeah.
But then when they actually go to the Hollow Earth, it's not a sphere. It's like it's this like weird oval, infinite pancake. Flat plane. Yeah. Like the Hollow Earth is flat also for some reason. And so there's like a plane with a bunch of mountains and stuff. And then like maybe 500 feet above it is another upside down plane.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of Inception when they folded the realities to be on top of each other.
Yeah.
That's what it made me feel like.
It was just like,
they 100% could have done that way better. It should have been round.
It should have been round.
Yeah.
And 100%. Also, I'm like, okay, so let's say you are inside the Earth. Where the fuck is all that sunlight coming from?
Exactly. Oh my God. True.
Like, are they trying to say there's like another sun inside the planet?
I didn't even think of that, but you're so right.
Bro, it just made no fucking sense.
Oh my God, that ruined it even more for me. Yeah, an imaginary light source. Oof. Oh my God. Yeah, that was bad. Oh man. I don't understand it. I think this movie, they're reaching kind of really far with, like, then of course, like, of course, sure, Godzilla isn't real, Kong isn't real, but in all the other movies, like, it could have been real with only this one change, which was which was the Godzilla, right?
And, like, that's what I like those kind of movies more. And I understand that some people don't, and you just want, like, a completely random ass fantasy world. And
well, then
that,
don't
that
make
can
it Earth,
sometimes,
right?
Yeah, but, like, if you're gonna do that, go all the way with it. But when you like half-seas try and connect it to real life, like with the fucking Tide Pod comments and shit like that,
right?
I'm like,
yeah, the whole movie was just a half-mast, if you know what I'm saying. They didn't go all the way, you know. They only, it was like a bad pump, you know. Just not a lot of effort, I feel.
Ridiculous.
Like yeah, I put in there, like, the girl, this girl is awesome, you know, at the little girl.
Oh yeah, yeah. Speaking of little girls, we also get what's her name, freaking Madison, returning from the last movie, Millie Bobby Brown. And this is the part that I had mentioned before we got into spoilers, is I feel like literally everything that happened with her was completely unnecessary. Her and her friend and the conspiracy theory guy, none of them had practically any effect on this movie. There's one thing at the end where they, like, somehow make Mechagodzilla glitch out by pouring whiskey on something. And that was, like, even more, I was like, oh my God, this is so fucking stupid.
I agree. Oh,
but other than that, other than that one shot of them pouring whiskey, nothing else they did mattered.
Yeah. Like their whole, travel with, like, the eggs of the
skull crawlers.
Skull crawlers. Like, I thought something was going to happen and then nothing happened. They just literally walked out of it.
Yep.
Chilling.
Also, are you trying to tell me they have this underground tunnel that can move, like, hundreds, if not thousands of miles an hour to get from Florida to Hong Kong
in, like, a few minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is one of the things that I wrote down here. I think there's a big problem with the movie makers taking shortcuts, right? Millie Bobby Brown, every time she needed to get, like, past the door or past security,
yeah,
like, there was lack of security. At one point, you know, like, the scene where they went to the broken, you know, plant, because Godzilla at the beginning, he destroyed it.
In Pensacola, which I've been to before.
Oh, nice. They, like, went down there, like, in this top secret, you know, area, and then everything was, like, broken and destroyed. And then they walk over there, and then there's just, like, this perfect elevator sitting there, and Millie Bobby Brown, like, types in a code, and the elevator comes.
Yep.
And then they get downstairs, and then, again, there's, like, this code door, and, like, she, like, you know, clicks on it as if she, like, already knew the password. And I'm over here, like, why in every movie so far when they just make this hacking look so easy, right?
Yeah, well, there was a scene later that I thought, I guess that's, like, I could kind of count that as a positive, but later when they're, like, they have, like, the mainframe and they're trying to hack into the Mechagodzilla, and Madison's friend, I don't even remember her friend's name, but just this, like, other kid that tags along with her, but he's, like, trying to hack in, and he just fails over and over again.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. And he was like, I just pirate music.
And I'm like, that makes sense. Like, there's no fucking way that these teenagers would be able to get into this high security system.
No. And I thought they were about to do that too. I thought they were going to be like, oh, this guy's a genius. Like, oh my God, he did it. But
no, he fails, which is why they end up just pouring whiskey on it, which somehow works, which is also stupid. But
it, like, shorted the system, which, by the way, the system at that point wasn't in control anymore.
Yep.
That's, like, the whole thing. Like,
yep.
The alien monster literally electrocuted everyone that was plugged into the system and the circuits. And you're telling me that all of a sudden this little main board, you can pour whiskey in literally the air shaft, which is the cooling part of it. And it'll, like, short out. Sure. Okay. Whatever.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I poured whiskey into my computer, it would fuck up, but
yeah, true.
It wouldn't, like you said, the computer shouldn't have even been connected to Mechagodzilla.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here.
Speaking of, since you had mentioned the guy getting electrocuted, the pilot that was supposed to be in control of Mechagodzilla, mm-hmm. his character's name is Ren Sarazawa, which is he's supposed to be the son of Dr. Sarazawa, who is the guy who sacrificed himself to bring Kong back to life.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That was a good tie-in too. I didn't notice that.
Well, that's because they never mentioned it. He never talked about his father, and in the other movies, his father never mentioned that he had a son.
Had a son. True. Very subtle. Very subtle.
They did was give him the same last name.
And then kill him too.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, that's a good old trivia, I think. Yeah, I just think, again, lack of security in this movie was a problem. Like, they just kind of walked into this top secret facility.
Yeah, even in the beginning when Bernie was like, oh, I'm going to reveal all the secrets of Apex Cybernetics and stuff. And then there's like, when Godzilla attacks, they're trying to evacuate everyone. And he just like walks out of line and slips in behind some soldiers into a secret corridor.
Right.
I was like, bruh.
And then all of a sudden he gets caught and then they all die.
Well, except for him.
Yeah.
Convenience.
Yeah. And that whole part at the beginning, what you were just mentioning, when he went into that room and like downloaded whatever it was onto his flash drive, we never used that. So that whole sequence was not necessary, right?
Yep.
Like, there's so many parts in this movie that's why I said, like, I don't think that the timeline was thought out well enough, in my opinion. It just didn't make sense. Like,
I don't think anything was thought out well enough.
Right. Like, why do I see him at first, like, downloading information? Like, what was the information? Cool. Because he found out about everything afterwards on accident. And then everything that he had to do with didn't matter. So it was like, just like the whole thing was just dumb. And then don't even get me started on them going to like the underworld, right? I think one part of this movie that I thought was pretty cool, I'll go back to goods now a little bit, was the Godzilla and Kong fight on the boat.
That was the one scene that I was like, that one was all right. Like, I think out of the entire movie, that was the best scene, but that 100%. Isn't really saying much.
Yeah. I think, so that was definitely one of the best fight scene in my opinion. And then another cool part that I loved and I like screamed out for joy was when they were in the underworld. They went into the underworld and Kong, like, I also thought it was kind of cool that they found Kong's like ancestry cave thing.
Yeah.
But when that one lady took the sample and like were trying to like fly away and like Kong like grabbed her, literally just fucking crushed it. Oh, yeah. I was so happy.
The one thing that like it kind of made me happy is you can see like a tiny little moment after he crushes their ship. He like shakes his hand a little bit because it's like it did just explode. So he's like, it hurt a little bit, but worth it.
It was like, ouch. Definitely worth it. Oh, yeah. I loved it. I said, literally on my notes, I said, I'm glad he, and then all caps, fucking crushed her ship with her in it.
Yeah.
That was definitely a part where I was like, hell yeah, brother. Killer. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, here's another, again, I don't really like talking about the novelizations of things, but
go for it.
Just as another aside here, apparently the story about the Kong family is that like originally their species came from the Hollow Earth, and that's why they have like there's that weird mountain that looks like a hand, and they have that giant temple where there's like a throne and the freaking old Godzilla axe thing. That's where they originally came from. But then apparently at some point in the past, when Kong's ancestors tried to fight Godzilla's ancestor, they lost and then got exiled to Skull Island. So that's why Kong's parents were on Skull Island, was because they were in exile for losing against the older Godzilla.
Oh, wow. That's some good backstory right there. That's pretty cool. Okay.
It'd be cool if they explained that in the movie.
Yeah, it would have made it a little bit better. Thoughts? Not to mention that Godzilla knew, or King Kong knew exactly where he was going.
Yeah.
And that, like, I don't know if he'd been there or not. Like, we don't know anything, honestly.
Well, they did mention that. They were, like, talking about, like, genetic memories. And, like, even if Kong had never been there, like, something in his DNA would tell him where to go.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
That was yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
It's stupid, but
I mean, it's like predatory instinct, like, you know.
I mean, it like it has a hint of sanity to it because like there are it like it's the same with like fish and things like that where they have like
migration.
Yeah, like
yeah. I mean, that's a fair point. I guess you just kind of feel it, and you know, he saw like the little handprint. He was like, "Oh yeah, my hand. Okay, cool. Let's see another negative."
Okay. You if you have one that you're ready for, go for
no,
it.
No, go for it. Go for it.
I just wanted to complain more about Bernie because
okay,
he was a fucking piece, my guy.
Like, you didn't like him? I thought he was funny.
First of all, he has this podcast that freaking Madison listens to, mm-hmm. and they're like, I don't remember where it was. At one point, I think it's like in one of the Apex facilities, even, but there's like a newspaper hanging up somewhere that's like
who is this?
Yeah, who is the Titan Truth podcaster? And it's yeah. like trying to make like he's like this secret like infiltrator person, and I'm like, he's not even that secret. Like literally the fucking bleach selling guy at the corner store knew exactly who he was and where he lived. Like,
right,
there's no way he wouldn't have been discovered. And especially if he had gone and he's like, all right, I'm gonna go and steal this data and leak it to the internet. If you work for a company, go in, steal some of their data, come back out, and then announce on a podcast that you're the one that stole the data, like, come on.
Bruh. No, yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah, that whole Bernie thing, I mean, it didn't make any sense. You don't need him. You don't nope. need him.
And the showering with bleach made better. No sense. I'm like, is he like just putting bleach in some water, like diluting it, or is he just straight up pouring bleach on himself?
Straight up fucking bathtub bleach, and he's jumping in it. Because I'm like,
bruh, there's no fucking way.
No way. Bleach burned your skin like a bitch. Okay. There's no way he's taking a fucking shower in it.
And then he like he makes fun of Madison's friend for drinking tap water, and they compare what brand of bottled water that they buy because they only drink bottled water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bruh, bottled water is literally like one of the most horrendous things for the environment. Like,
yep.
That's so terrible.
Yup. So many people don't understand that. I do not buy bottled water ever.
Bottled water is bad.
Yeah. To all our listeners, don't fucking buy bottled water. Don't do it.
Because it's so much fucking plastic waste. And all those companies are doing is like going somewhere where like people would normally have access to water, and then they buy up all of that land and they're like, nope, we're going to use all your water for our business, and then you don't get any of it.
Yeah.
Awful. It's just bullshit.
Yeah, the whole thing is such anyway.
And then his whole like forced sad story about, oh, my wife died and now I have this bottle of whiskey, and if I ever drink this, you'll know that I'm giving up. And I'm like, oh god. Like, yeah, I just don't care.
The only good part that guy did was that comment of, it's unfair, I really wanted to hear the rest of that speech.
Yeah.
That was like the one good part, in my opinion.
Another thing, did you, I know we haven't really talked about them that much, but have you been watching the like after credit scenes?
After credit scenes?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were some.
Okay. Well, there was the after credit scene on the last movie, King of the Monsters.
I always turn it off before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember why I had originally kept it on. I think I just like wasn't paying attention and let it like he doing left. Something else while the credits were going on, and then something popped up and I was like, oh,
perfect. But
the credit scene at the end of the last movie showed Jonah, who was the head of the terrorist group.
Uh-huh.
He like goes up to some fishermen. Because you remember Ghidorah and Godzilla were fighting in the ocean, and then they dropped the oxygen destroyer that's like, it'll kill all life in within a 2-mile radius or something like that.
Yeah.
And so it really fucked up Godzilla, and it didn't do shit to Ghidorah, but then you see it like it killed literally all of the fish in that area.
Yeah.
And so they bring that back in the end credit sequence. And so there's like these fishermen who are like not doing well because all of the fish in the area are dead. And so while they're out there, they manage to pull up the severed head of Ghidorah that Godzilla ripped off in the ocean. And so
that's how they got it.
And so they have one of Ghidorah's heads, and the head terrorist guy comes and buys it from them, and he's like, hell yeah. And then in this movie, he isn't in it. He just doesn't exist. There's no explanation for how Apex got the skull. Nothing.
Nothing at all. Yeah, I was confused when I saw the skull too, but I kind of just let it go. Yeah, I think the technology in this movie that they put it out to be was just such a reach.
Yeah.
And there was too much of it that was too different. Like,
yeah, and that's the other thing is because the freaking this movie is only supposed to be 5 years after the last one. And I'm like, so we've gone from the freaking
propeller jet,
the Ospreys or whatever. And now they've got like these weird ion hover vehicles and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Wild. Not in 5 years.
No,
maybe there was like 50 years later. Sure. But
way too much like this. I don't know why this movie felt like it had to be so futuristic.
Yeah. So another thing that I just thought of, which kind of confusing, when they went down to the middle of the earth, right?
Yeah.
The first time they went through like this like weird portal, which like pulls and pushes gravity, right?
Yep.
Whereas at the end of the film, when they were leaving, they just went up through a fucking hole that Godzilla just straight blasted up through hole. The earth, right?
Yeah.
And where's the magma? Where is, you know, there's tons of water caverns. Like, was there just nothing in the way?
I guess.
Where was the gravity portal?
Just a straight hole.
Just a straight hole straight down. And of course, like, luckily enough, Godzilla was like right above Kong at that point. Like, what? Makes no sense.
Like, I guess King Kong
climbs out of it.
The weird temple. No, you're totally fine. You're right. None of that made any fucking sense.
Awful.
I'm guessing that the temple, that like the Kong temple, was like at the exact center of the earth. So it's like no matter where Godzilla is, if he just points straight down, it would hit the temple, kind of a thing.
I mean, it could. I don't know. I feel like it was weird because it was like right straight down on top of the temple, right?
Yeah.
Whereas it could have gone through like their feet or like the side of the wall or.
No,
like,
you're right. You're
so
right.
Many. I don't know. Like, just the whole thing was just.
Yeah, it was stupid. Also, I mean, like, I don't think I can complain enough about how stupid Hollow Earth is.
Yeah, dumb. And they leaned on it so much here.
And
like
in
the last movie, I was like, sure, okay, you know, like you're pushing it, you're pulling it, you're you know, whatever. But this one, like, that's literally the whole movie.
And they just like completely shit on everything that happened in the prior movies.
Yeah.
Like they make a big deal in this movie about like, oh, well, we have special ships that can go to Hollow Earth because like one of the characters, like his brother tried, and when they went through the gravity switch part, it like crushed his ship and killed him.
Right. Right.
But then in the last movie, they got to Hollow Earth and they were just like in a submarine and it was fine.
Right.
And like, even if we go all the way back to freaking Kong Skull Island, they were talking about how the skull crawlers are from Hollow Earth and there's like entrances to the Hollow Earth under Skull Island. And then in this one, they're like, oh, well, we have to get Kong to the Hollow Earth. So they are like trying to take him to Antarctica. And I'm like, if there are entrances to the Hollow Earth under Skull Island, he shouldn't have to leave. Like, you can literally just go straight from where you are.
Right. I don't know. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's super stupid. And the scientists did not know that there was that weird Kong temple. That it was just complete coincidence that happened to be down there. But originally, they were just looking to get to Hollow Earth without dying, right?
Right.
And they're like, we need Kong because of the whole like whatever genetic memory, like, oh, maybe he can lead us to it. But then I'm like, they didn't actually need him for anything because literally they have this huge tunnel in Antarctica and they're like, oh, go through that tunnel and that'll take you to Hollow Earth. Kong goes through the tunnel and they follow him. And when they get to the end of the tunnel, there's literally a giant glowing portal. And I'm like, so why is Kong here? Like, you definitely could have done that yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. My assumption was that they needed like the genetic material of Kong to open the portal properly.
Well, they didn't say nothing about that.
No, they didn't. But that was my assumption.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. The whole thing was just so bad. It was just bad.
There were a couple like things that like were supposed to be cool but weren't cool. Like when they're on the ship and they're talking about Kong and Godzilla fighting, and one of the soldiers on the ship is like, "Oh, so they're just gonna fight?" And then it's like a who bows to who sort of a thing. And then the other scientist turns around and goes, "Kong bows to no one." And I was like, sigh.
Yeah,
like it was like I could tell that was supposed to be a cool punch, but it was so just predictable. Like I knew exactly what she was gonna say before she said it, and I was like, god damn.
Yeah, it was just kind of cringy.
And then the whole joke about the guy doesn't know sign language, and then the girl calls him a coward, and then the scientist lies and says, oh, she thinks you're very brave. And then like at the end of the movie he does the same thing and he's like, you're very brave, and then signs coward. And I'm like, this isn't funny. Like, yeah, stop trying.
Yeah, they pushed it too far. I guess, you know, we can just keep going on about this movie, but I'll just kind of go to the very end now, where the fight between Godzilla and Kong was so weak.
Yeah, it was pretty lame.
I mean, there's weak. Not much to explain. It was just so bad. Like the action that they had in the previous movie, where like, not to mention like the size differences between Kong and Godzilla, like all of a sudden that was also kind of weird and skewed. I feel like, I don't know if the scales were correct or something, but
well, they definitely sized Kong up for this movie. He was not that big in Kong Skull Island.
Okay. Just making sure.
And they like kind maybe of passed it off. Yeah. They were like, oh, well, he's still growing. So.
Right. Okay. Like,
just a little kid in the other movie, and he's like full grown now.
Yeah, like the ending where Kong and Godzilla like look at each other, and you think there's like gonna be like this cool moment, and then Godzilla just turns around and like swims away, and I was left there empty-handed. Like, okay.
Yeah, well,
I'm done with all my negatives.
I've got a few more things that I wrote down that were like specifically felt stupid to me. So the idea behind Mechagodzilla is that they're like, they have one of Ghidorah's skulls in like this weird chamber hooked up to all these wires. Right. And then there's another skull inside Mechagodzilla. And apparently because Ghidorah's necks were so long that they couldn't send electrical signals all the way from one head to another. And so they had to use telepathy. And so
it was so bad.
And so apparently Ghidorah was psychic with itself. And so that's how you can control Mechagodzilla, by hooking up to one of the other skulls, which I guess the telepathy has nothing to do with Ghidorah's brain. It comes directly from the bones. So that already doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, I guess he was an alien, you know, we can't assume.
I mean, I guess. Natural. I guess, man. Yeah. But yeah, so that was stupid. And then the freaking B squad, Madison, her friend, and the conspiracy guy, they get caught at one point. And the same stupid thing happened like with the first Godzilla movie, is rather than being arrested or kicked out or killed or something like that, they're like, nope, we've caught these trespassers. Let's bring them directly to the CEO.
Right.
I'm like, why?
They always do that shit.
They always do that.
It doesn't make any sense. All the doors are unlocked. Password is password. And let's just bring you straight to where you're trying to go. Nice. All right, what's next? What else you got, bro? What else you got?
I got one last thing here, which is the entire plan for the bad guys is they're going to collect a sample from the Hollow Earth and then like upload its energy signature so that they can fully power up Mechagodzilla.
Right.
And I'm like, you can't download energy. Like that's not how that works. Like, just because you're like, oh, we've picked up this material and analyzed it, so now on some other place hundreds of miles away we can somehow create more energy.
Right. Yeah. In a human built machine.
Yeah. Don't make no fucking sense.
Yeah.
That'd be like, oh yeah, I heard that they have a really cool battery in China. So if someone goes and like takes a few pictures of that battery, then
we have it.
Then yeah, we can just use the energy here.
Oh my God. Yeah, just take a picture of the sun and all of a sudden we have the sun's energy on Earth. Like, let's do it. Yeah, it was just bad. It nothing thought through.
All right, let's move on to trivia.
Let's do it.
I've got here two like actual trivia facts, and then I just pulled because I didn't want to disappoint us with not having any facts. So I had to prove why I didn't have any more trivia, and so I grabbed a couple facts that were just complete dog shit.
Oh my God. Okay.
Because I'm telling you, I was looking through the trivia and like 90% of it was just absolute trash. I was like, oh my God. Like the trivia is just as bad as the movie.
Oh yeah. Nice. Okay, let's hear it. I'm excited. All right,
so I'll start with our good trivia here, which is Gia, who is the little deaf girl, is portrayed by Kaylee Hoddle or Hodel. I don't really know how to pronounce her last name, but the actress is actually deaf and from an all deaf family.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good fucking trivia.
Yeah.
She was like one of the like good parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Sick. Cool. Okay.
Second piece of trivia here is Alexander Skarsgård, who was the Hollow Earth scientist.
Yeah.
He the actor Alexander Skarsgård made an effort to learn American Sign Language to connect with Kaylee on a more personal level, as he wanted to be able to communicate with her in between scenes and get to know her better. And it says here that in an interview, he couldn't praise his co-star enough and said, "It's her first movie, and it was fascinating how comfortable she was in front of the camera and how quickly she takes notes from the director."
Wow. That's so like, it's so wholesome, you know?
Yeah.
Like that is so wholesome. Has she played any other movies? Has she since? Or
I mean, this literally came out last year, so she might be working on something, but nothing else has come out since then.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, she was really comfortable. Well, those are two good trivias. Let's get on to our
trash facts.
Okay. Make that another like category we have.
We'll do trivia and then we'll do trash facts.
yeah, that's good actually.
This one says, Millie Bobby Brown was on the TV show Stranger Things.
Bro, what?
That's the entire fact.
You're kidding me. Thanks, bro. Why don't you tell me what all the other cast was in? Like, what? That is so bad.
This other one says, both Godzilla and Kong are the last of their kind. Yeah, no shit. They talked about that in all of the movies.
All the movies say that. So it's like bluntly obvious stuff, right? This was a movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, this one says,
Elon Musk's idea of underground transit is explored in this film. No, it's fucking not. Just because they have an underground tunnel, it has nothing to do with Elon Musk.
Right. What?
Oh my God. That's like
a dude.
This one says, Mechagodzilla is only seen in two places, an apex compound or Hong Kong. Both of these are man-made areas, which signifies how artificial he is.
That is so bad. You can't even comment back at that. Like, what are you supposed to say? Yeah?
Yes. Sure.
Uh-huh.
When Godzilla tries to board the carrier right before Kong punches him, it is an homage to Jaws when the shark also jumps onto a boat.
Bro, what? Okay.
So, just so you know, from here on out, if in any movie someone jumps on a boat, it's a reference to Jaws.
To Jaws, yeah. Oh, no.
I saved the best for last here.
Oh, gosh. Godzilla is a monkey. King Kong's a monkey.
What if it said Godzilla's a monkey?
That would have been me putting it on there at that point. Oh God, what is it?
All right, this one says, Godzilla has blue atomic breath, Mechagodzilla has red.
Bro, you've got to be kidding. No, that's an homage to The Matrix. Red pill or blue pill?
Oh my god. Any thoughts that you have about this movie, you can send an email to casualfanaticpod@gmail.com, or you can send a message to us on Twitter. Tweet us at cashfanpod.
Do it.
Do it. This has been Casual Fanatic. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.